You mean they can't get the pay rise they want?
Where we are now is that the unions are asking for a 17% pay rise, and I think most people will recognise that clearly that's not affordable.
Rishi Sunak says the health secretary is talking to the nursing union to try to avoid strikes announced yesterday. Meanwhile, 100,000 civil servants, including border force officials and job centre staff, have given ministers until next Friday to provide assurances, or they could announce walkouts over pay as well. While teachers in Scotland say they're preparing strike action over how much they get too. Elsewhere, a man's going to spend another 15 years in prison for the murder of his former girlfriend. Stephen Craig has already served nearly two decades for setting Jacqueline Kirk on fire in Weston-super-Mare in 1998. She died 3 years ago. Police are warning they'll crack down on motorway protests after Just Stop Oil disrupted the M25 for the fourth day in a row. Parts of it had to close earlier when activists climbed onto overhead signs. Yesterday, an Essex police officer was injured in a collision when a roadblock had to be set up to avoid a similar demonstration by the protest group. BJ Harrington is the chief constable of the force.
Their behaviour is criminal, their behaviour is reckless, their behaviour is dangerous, and no protest activity should or can be in a position where it puts lives at risk.
The number of people being treated for COVID-19 in hospitals in England has dropped by nearly 50% since the latest peak in mid-October. NHS data shows there are now just over 5,000 patients with coronavirus. And England boss Gareth Southgate says the squad he's picked for the World Cup is capable of winning it. James Maddison, Marcus Rashford and Callum Wilson all made the squad for Qatar. That's the latest. I'm Georgina Campbell.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, it's 3 minutes past seven. Sorry about that slight delay there. Didn't have a lot of time to prepare before I came on. But good evening. It's John Chubb here, and it's time for the non-league hour. Welcome in. A few tunes in between the discussion, starting off with Cool and the Gang.
If you smile yourself, I'd like to take you for a ride. sing the wicked reggae down, and we'll be singing.
That's Cool and the Gang. Ooh la la la, let's go dancing. I'm John Sharp, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport. Every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. And what a show we had this Saturday. It was quite a Saturday of sport, not just in football, but we focused on the local non-league scene this evening. And it was the FA Cup first round proper on Saturday, which is always one of the more intriguing weekends of the football calendar. And there were upsets galore, actually. We saw Alve Church in the Southern League knock out Cheltenham Town on their own ground, Cheltenham of League One. And another League One side went out Lincoln City to Chippenham Town of the National League South. The romance of the FA Cup really is alive and well, as far as I'm concerned. And as for our two local non-league sides who were involved on Saturday, first off, Dagenham and Redbridge from the National League. They travelled to fellow National League side Maidenhead United, a few places below them in the league at the moment. And a late Josh Walker goal saw the Daggers through to the second round proper, where in Monday night's draw, they discovered they will have a home tie against either AFC Fylde of the National League North or Gillingham, who they will face at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. One of those two yet to replay. And also in the second round draw were Chelmsford City, who faced a potentially tough task away to National League Barnet in the Cup on Saturday. And Barnet took the lead as early on in the second half, and looked like they were going to see their way through. But Charlie Ruff of Chelmsford City, who has been so prolific for them since he signed for them from Hornchurch in the summer, he had other ideas, because he popped up in a 93rd minute winner and sent the travelling Clarence fans into raptures. City had a really good following down at the Hive on Saturday. They had five coach loads of supporters, and no doubt quite a few went by car as well. And City will travel to Accrington Stanley of League One if they win Monday's replay against Barnet. I'm actually going to be going to Millwall Park on Monday for that replay, and I think that promises to be a cracker. I'm really, really looking forward to that. So on to the National League. Southend United, who weren't in action on Saturday, they had a home game on Tuesday night against league leaders Notts County, and they're still in sixth place after they drew 2-2 with the league leaders in front of the TV cameras and in front of over 6,600 spectators at Roots Hall on Tuesday. And they've now got 10 league games unbeaten of Kevin Mayer's men. Superb stuff. They came from behind twice in that game as well. And very impressive efforts indeed. And by all accounts, I didn't see the match, but by all accounts, Southend played very well as well. Ollie Kensdale and Callum Powell were the scorers for the Shrimpers, replying to Notts County's goals from Langstaff and Scott. And in the National League South, by the way, Braintree Town, they lost 4-1 at Darford on Saturday. It brought to an end their run of four wins on the bounce. The Iron dropped a place to sixth in the table. Concord Rangers and revival they've experienced since Rob Small took over as manager continues. They had their third win on the trot on Tuesday night. They hosted Tunbridge Angels at the Aspect Arena, and they're now out of the drop zone after winning that game by a goal to nil. So the Small effect is really kicking in for the Beach Boys at the moment. That's The Feeling and Never Be Lonely. You're listening to the Non-League Hour here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb here until 8 p.m. And it does what it says on the tin, this show. It's an hour-long weekly show where we look at the fortunes of the non-league football clubs across our area. Essex going into East London. I'll be looking at some transfer news later as well. I'm looking ahead to the weekend's fixtures and some of the midweek fixtures next week as well. But back to last weekend's action now. And in the ESPN Premier League, Billericay Town were away to Haringey Borough. This was our featured match on Phoenix Sport on Saturday. Lee, our Billericay Town reporter, was there for us. And I'm going to play his full-time summary for you now.
Billericay's run of good form came to an end this afternoon with a 2-1 defeat at Kingstonian. A 26-minute close-range finish from Bradley Stevenson, sandwiched between 19th and 37th-minute goals from Lee Lewis and Kieran Cadogan from the home side, was nothing more than a consolation. The Blues started well enough, with early pressure yielding a number of corners, but did not worry Sam Jackson, the home goalkeeper. The South West London side set up perfectly to frustrate Billericay, packing the midfield in a 4-5-1 formation and limiting space for the Blues' wide men, Hufour and Jeffrey. When they did strike, it was clinical, as Lewis smashed a shot that deflected off Toby Stevenson and in. The other Stevenson, Bradley, was on hand to slot home Hufour's cross 8 minutes later to equalise. It proved a false dawn as poor defensive play let in ex-Blue Cadogan for Kingstonian second. That proved to be the winner, as Lee O'Leary's side kept the Essex team at arm's length and only had to worry when a Stevenson curler was tipped over. Billericay can reflect on a bad day in the office when an opponent's tactical plan to negate their strengths couldn't be overcome.
So, disappointment for Billericay Town in that game. Left them in 11th place, but midweek results have resulted in them dropping back into the bottom half of the table in 13th place. And there was more disappointment for Billericay in the Velocity Trophy third round on Tuesday night at New Lodge. They hosted second place Potters Bar Town, and the visitors won by 3-1. So Billericay are out of the Velocity Trophy. There was better news for Holbridge Sports, though, that night of the Isthmian North. They found life in the North a bit of a struggle this season, but they had a good win in the cup on Tuesday. They hosted Wincate and Finchley from the Premier League, and Holbridge won that one by 3-2. Getting back to Saturday's action in the ESPN Premier, Hornchurch, they're still top after they beat Wincate and Finchley again 2-0 at home. Charlie Stimpson and Danny Green were the scorers for the Urchins, so their fine form continues. Not such a good afternoon for Averley, who popped across to Kent to play Cray Wanderers, but the home side won by 2-1. Tom Stephen scored an equaliser for them 11 minutes from time, but the home side scored their second with 5 minutes to go to clinch all 3 points. And Averley, they've dropped a place to fifth, but still hanging in there in the playoff spots at the moment. Canvey Island, they're still knocking on the door of the playoff spots at the moment. They had a very good win on Saturday. They took on Bishop Stortford, currently in third place, and they managed to win that match by 2-0, thanks to second half goals in quick succession from Bradley Satch and Evans Kouassi, and the goals, they're currently in seventh place. Bowers and Pitsy, though, they're still in the drop zone after a 1-0 defeat at home to Carr Shorten Athletic. Bowers still with only the one win this season at 13 matches. They've drawn 6 and now lost 6, and they're currently in 19th place. I'm going to be talking about ESPN North very shortly after we've heard the current song from the Asylums called Instant Coffee.
We'll be right back. Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m. It's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Brea Group Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98. FM. So, on City North, and there was no game for Brentwood Town on Saturday. They were due to play Bury Town at home, but it was postponed despite the efforts of Chris, the groundsman, there to get the pitch player, but it was postponed quite late in the morning because the Bury Town players and officials and supporters, no doubt, were about to travel down from Suffolk, so they had to make a decision, and the game was postponed. Congratulations, though, to Rod Stringer, the Brentwood manager, who has won the Isthmian League Manager of the Month award for November, and they are on a very good run of results, so I would say that award is well deserved. Well done to Rod. So, going through the other results on Saturday and performance of the day, you would have to say goes to Walden Tiptree, who were bottom of the table without a win from any of their only 11 league games. They hosted Basildon United, and out of nowhere they pulled out a 3-1 win, a brace from Harvey Sayer, and two goals very early on in the match, actually, first 5 minutes, and Lance Akins added a third for the Jammers just before the half hour. Basildon won a penalty 6 minutes from time, converted by Tim Monshaju, but it was too little too late, and the Jammers took 3 points for the first time this season. So that meant Coggeshall Town, the only other side before Saturday with no wins at all, and now bottom of the league. The Seed Growers, who parted company the weekend before last with manager Cliff Akerag, and who, as far as I'm aware, are still without a manager at the moment. They were well beaten 5-0 at home by high flying Stowmarket Town, who were in third place. So, not good times for Coggeshall. Incidentally, I mentioned Basildon United there. There is some news that's come in the last day from Gardiners Close. It was only four weeks ago that the Bees appointed the former Holbridge Sports management duo of Darren Manning and James Wakeling as their new management team. But Wakeling has announced his departure. This was last night. Actually, and he said in a statement on social media, "Sometimes football circumstances don't work out how you see them going. Therefore, I've made a tough decision to step down from Basildon United. I wish you all the very best, and I'll be over to support when I can. Good luck for the season. Up the Bees." So that leaves Darren Manning now in sole charge at Gardiners Close. It has been a bit of a struggle for them so far this season. They've played 12 league games and just the two victories, and they're coming in 15th place in the table. And elsewhere, it finished Grays Athletic 1, Heybridge Swifts 1. That was enough to keep Grays in the playoff spot in fifth, 1 point of hashtag United, who had beaten Holbridge Sports away by 3-0. That one was played on Friday night. Ross Wall gave Swifts an early lead in the 18th minute before George Wynne equalised for Grays a minute before half-time. Elsewhere, not a local side, but Lowestoft Town, worth points. Yeah, they stay top of the table after they beat Felixstowe Walton United by 2-1. Just 2 points ahead of AFC Sudbury, who also won on Saturday. And two other matches involving Essex sides. Tilbury were beaten 2-1 at home by New Salamis. Darnell Kitambo scored the Dockers' goal. And Witham Town, good win for them again, struggling Goulston, which left Witham in 12th place. They won by 3-0. Adam Weiss, Dees Madia and Abdul Rashid were the scorers for them. So moving on to the Southern League Division 1 Central. All three of our local sides in that division were in action on Saturday. Tough one for Walthamstow. They were away to lead league leaders Berkhamsted, and Stowe lost that one by 2-1, despite winning a penalty 5, but it's in from the end and converting that they couldn't achieve anything further from that game. And Wolf Mabby, meanwhile, they were beaten 3-1 at home by Didcot Town. Richard Asamoa gave them the lead early on, but Didcot replied in the 35th minute and twice in the second half to take all 3 points. Abbey currently in 10th place. Harlow Town, they currently in 16th place. They had a win, 1-0 win, very good win actually, against AFC Dunstable. Terrell Egbury, former Southend United player, now turning out for the Hawks, he scored the only goal of the game, 13 minutes from time. And Harlow were back in action on Tuesday night. They travelled to Tame United, one place above them in the league in 15th, but it wasn't such a happy occasion this time, as the home side beat them by 4-1. So to say, Walthamstow 9th, Waltham Abbey in 10th, and Harlow, they are currently in 16th. Going to take a look at the Essex Senior League very shortly. After Kate Bush and Rubber Band Girl.
Rubber band dancing back to life. A rubber band in the beach. If I could learn to give like a rubber.
You're listening to the Non-League Hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. So let's take a look at the Essex Senior League now, shall we? The action started at the weekend on Friday night when Saffron Walden Town were 4-1 winners at Housden Town. Romford faced Ilford at Maysville Park, and Ilford won by a goal to nil. And at Ashton Playing Fields, it finished Woodford Town for Clapton nil. Clapton still struggling in the foot of the table, and Southam Manor, who were at the foot of the table, they suffered another defeat at South Church Park on Saturday. They were well beaten by FC Clacton, coming in second place in the table, who ran out 5-1 winners, and it was Stansted 1, Takeley 3. Elsewhere, there were wins for Athletic Newham over West Essex 4-0, and same scoreline, Buckhurst Hill beat Barking by. League leaders Enfield, they faced Salisbury Town, and they made sure they stayed top of the table, scoring 6 goals without a reply. It was a win for Little Oakley, who beat Stanway Rovers 3-2, and good win for Redbridge. They beat White Enzyme by 4 goals to nil, and they stay in third place in the table. There's been some midweek games as well. There was another defeat for... Ilford won, didn't they, on Friday? But they lost against FC Clacton. They began on Monday night. Some games on Tuesday as well. It finished Barking 3, Redbridge 4. Housted 1, Takeley 2. Little Oakley 2, Salisburyworth 1. Stansted beat Clapton by 5 goals to nil. Stanway Rovers beat Buckhurst Hill 2-0. And one game last night, second defeat in the last week for Romford. Unfortunately for them, they were beaten 4-0 by White Enzyme, who they hosted at Maysville Park. So just to take a look at the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South. Currently top of the table, Burnham Ramblers. And it's neck and neck between them and Stanway Pegasus, who are in second place. They're only behind Burnham on goal difference. So on Saturday... we saw Tower Hamlets draw with Barkingside 2-2, St Margaretsbury 4, Coggeshall United 2, Parkview 3, Benfleet 4, North West London 5, Wivenhoe 2, Fremford were beaten 6-2 at home by Newbury Forest, Enfield Borough 1, Hackneywick 1. League leaders Burnham Ramblers, they were held to a goalless draw at home by Sporting Bangor United. Stanway Pegasus, who, as I say, just behind them, they beat Benfleet by 3 goals to nil on Tuesday night. Some games last night too, and Cannons Wood, bottom of the table. In fact, they've now lifted themselves off the bottom with a 5-0 win, which they produced from nowhere, against Coggeshall United, who are now at the foot of the table. And in last night's other games, Mayhem Baker drew 1-1 with Basildon Town, and the same scoreline in the fixture between Tower Hamlets and St Margaretsbury. Now, what I'm going to do each week from now on is keep you up to date with transfer news involving our local sides, because it's been quite a few this week, so I'm just going to run through that for you now. Canvey Island in the East Wing Premier, they have signed Charlie Edwards from fellow East Wing Prem side Corinthian Casuals. He made his debut for the goals in their win over Bishop Stortford on Saturday. He made a total of 15 appearances for Casuals going back to the end of last season. He's also played for Potters Bar Town, Wingate and Finchley, Harlow Town, Hertford Town and Waltham Abbey, so he knows the Eastman scene very well indeed, clearly. And Grays Athletic had a new man in their number 7 shirt as they drew with Stowmarket Town on Saturday. Alex Clark has made a short trip across from local rivals Tilbury. He has made 15 appearances for the Dockers this season, and he's been a good performer for them. He's weighed in with 5 goals, and Maldon Tiptree have strengthened at both ends, which might explain why they suddenly won in the league for the first time this season on Saturday. Tommy Dixon Hodge, goalkeeper, has returned to the club. He's played for them before. He made 28 appearances for the Jammers last season, but more recently he moved to FC Romania in the Southern League, but now he's back at Park Drive. They've also signed a new forward, Anthony McDonald, from Haringey Borough, where he spent the last four seasons. And by the way, a bit more information about Dixon Hodge. He began his career in Scotland with Ross County before moving south to join Braintree Town. And he's also been with Basildon United as well. And finally, Brentwood Town announced two new arrivals a couple of days ago as they reinforced their recent success. First, they signed forward Jermaine Ose, very experienced Isthmian League striker. He's played for the likes of Enfield Town, Bedford Town, Northwood Wealdstone, Hampton and Richmond, Margate, Bishop Stortford, and Braintree Town. So he's been around a bit. He's been snapped up by manager Rod Stringer. And now back at the Brentwood Centre Arena is Danny Ogunleye, who played 47 times for the Blues last season as they came agonisingly close to promotion to the Isthmian Premier League. And he scored 8 goals in the process. He left to join Coggeshall Town in the close season, making 9 appearances and scoring 2 goals for them. And he, I know, he was a big fan favourite with the Blues fans during his previous spell at the arena. So I'm sure they will be absolutely delighted to see him back. Coming up very soon, I'm going to go through the weekend's, this weekend's matches and some of the big fixtures coming up next week as well. Let's have some classic Stevie Wonder from the 70s as our next musical interlude. This is Boogie On, Reggae Woman. We'll be right back.
wrong, yo. Why you only want what you try to do?
With some of the best music from the best decades of all time. Through the Decades, every Thursday 8 till 10, only on Phoenix FM.
Golden years,
gold. Yeah, that's coming up after me in Cash. We have 2 hours of music from Through the Decades, as the title of the show suggests. And that's followed at 10... with Gareth Williams. He's here with Bumper to Bumper, which is a trawl through indie and alternative music from the 1960s onwards. You can hear that between 10 and midnight. A couple of really good shows coming up after me tonight on Phoenix 98 FM, so stick around for those. So I'm going to take a look at the fixtures going on this weekend in the leagues. We've got the FA Vars as well, second round proper. I'll also take a look at the Essex Senior Cup as well, because that's down at the third round stage, and there were some games this week as well. First off, in the National League on Saturday, Dagenham and Redbridge, they travel to Solihull Moors. Southend United hoping to continue their brilliant run of games. 10 games in a row unbeaten in the National League. They faced Dorking Wanderers at Roots Hall. National League South, another side in fine form, Chelmsford City. They are at home to Hampton and Richmond as they warm up for their FA Cup replay against Barnet on Monday night. Concord Rangers experiencing such a revival under Rob Small, as I mentioned earlier. They're at home to Welling United on Saturday. Braintree Town, they travel to struggling Weymouth. And Weymouth had a very good result in the FA Cup on Saturday, actually. Despite their struggles in the league, they managed to draw with AFC Wimbledon. So may not be as easy a fixture as all that for the Iron. And look at the Isthmian League on Saturday. Averley versus Hornchurch should be an interesting one. Fifth place Averley against the league leaders. Billericay Town at home to Horsham. And Bowers and Pitsy, it's not going to look any easier, get any easier for them as they try to pull away from the bottom four. They travel to second place Potters Bar Town. And Canvey Island, still looking to sneak into the playoff spots. They pop across to Kent to take on struggling Herne Bay. There is also a couple of games on Tuesday night. Binnewickie Town, they play Hornchurch at New Lodge on Tuesday. And Aveley, they travel to Folkestone in Victor. I've got to check, actually, whether there's any midweek National League games next week. Let me just have a quick look. I don't think there are any. Actually, no. So we'll move on to the Isthmian North and have a look at what's happening there this weekend, shall we? And Brentwood Town, tough one for them. Saturday, travel to third place Stowmarket Town, and they'll be hoping the manager of the month curse won't strike for Rod Stringer and his side. Elsewhere, Grays Athletic, they travel to, they're also going to Suffolk Saturday, they travel to AFC Sudbury, so that's second versus fifth. Basildon United versus Coggeshall Town, Witham travel to Bury, East Thurrock United face Malden and Tiptree, Tilbury are at Felixstowe and Walton, Great Wakering Rovers travel to Goulston, Hashtag Entertain Wroxham at the Len Salmon Stadium, Heybridge Swifts versus Hullbridge Sports. And in midweek, there's one game on Monday night, again at the Len Salmon Stadium, Hashtag United in action against New Salamis. And another one at Scraney Road on Tuesday with Heybridge Swifts taking on AFC Sudbury. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 Central on Saturday, Waltham Abbey, they're away to Aylesbury United, struggling down the foot of the table. And Harlow Town, they travel to third place Didcot Town, potentially tough game for them. Walthamstow have a home fixture at against Highworth Town. And all three of those are in action again on Tuesday. Harlow entertaining Hadley. Walthamstow, they travel to Hertford Town. And who else? Waltham Abbey, that's the ones. They entertain fourth-placed Biggleswade. Essex Senior League, meanwhile, just looking at this weekend's fixtures and standout ones. Southend Manor, still looking for their first win of the season. They entertain Housted Town at South Church Park. And Enfield, looking to keep their place at the top of the table. They no, that's the FA Vars. Sorry, I'm coming on to that in a minute. Enfield in FA Vars action on Saturday. They were Dunstable Town. And the FA Vars, it's the second round proper. The other ties are involving local sides. Woodford Town, they're against Fakenham Town. And Romford, they face Little Oakley. And Buckhurst Hill, they travel to Laken Heath. Norwich United versus Stansted. Burnham Ramblers from the Thurlow Nun, they travel to Tring Athletic. And the Essex Senior League, that's at the third round stage now. And there were some fixtures this week. Hornchurch are through to the fourth round. They travelled to Brightling Sea Regents on Tuesday night, and the Urchins won that one 3-1. Also going through Braintree Town, who were at Malden and Tiptree, and they won that one by 4-2. So the Iron also through. Bowers and Pitsy, some cheer for them because they played Heybridge Swifts on Tuesday night at Len Salmon Stadium. They've also through to the fourth round. It finished 0-0 after 90 minutes. And if it's level after 90, it goes straight to penalties. And Bowers and Pitsy won the shootout 5-4. And there's a couple of ties next week as well. Tuesday night, Brentwood Town are in action. They travel to Roots Hall to take on Southend United. I would imagine the Shrimpers might make a few changes for that one, but it should be an intriguing fixture. I'm going to try and make it down to Roots Hall for that one if I do get the chance on Tuesday. And also on Tuesday, Coggeshall Town, they play Hullbridge Sports. Harlow Town play Basildon United, and there's one on Wednesday as well with Romford of the Essex Senior League taking on Waltham Abbey of the Southern League Division 1 Central. One more tune now. This is Blink 182 and this one is called Edging.
I ain't that cool, a little f- in the head. They'll be hanging me quick when I'm back from the dead. Get the rope, get the rope, get the rope, get the rope. I'm a punk rock kid, I came from hell with a curse. She tried to play it away, so I f***ed her in church. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know, yeah, don't you know. They say, you're not safe here. Stay with a knife that's sharp. No way, no, I leave the broken hearted. Oh no, look at the mess we started. Oh no, I leave the broken hearts this way. What you say? Wanna play? Yeah, don't be fooled, I'm only letting you down. They pursued me on foot, but I hid in the crowd. Like a ghost, like a ghost, like a ghost, like a ghost. The seats of my car filled with cigarette burns. I got a fire in my eye, a little blood on my shirt. Let's hit the road, hit the road, hit the road, hit the road. I know there's a special place in hell that my friends and I know well. There's a perfect place to go when it's
Hope you enjoyed the show this evening. I should be back with another non-league hour, all being well, next Thursday at 7. And I'm back between 3 and 6 on Saturday afternoon with Phoenix Sport. I do hope you can join me for that as well. If you want to get in touch with any suggestions about the show, you'll find me on Twitter at John C. Phoenix FM. You can message me. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/JohnChubb3, so feel free to get in touch with me there as well. Ian Cash is next with Through the Decades, so stick around for him. Take care and thank you for listening.